My name is Mark Spittner. It is October 2nd at 10:43 a.m. Here I have
Officer Philip Smith.
Sergeant Jason Cullum.
Can you both spell your names, please?
P-H-I-L-I-P-S-M-I-T-H.
J-A-S-O-N-C-U-L-L-U-M.
Thank you very much. So, can you describe the work you're doing at the Fall Fest?
Yes, I'm here in a security capacity and also a community policing capacity. So what we do is we go amongst the people and say hello and exchange pleasantries, but also simultaneously keep an eye out for anything that may look suspicious or unreasonable around here.
Same thing.
Is this the first time you've worked at the Fall Fest?
No, this is my sixth year doing it. Six years.
So you have a veteran here.
What's that?
You're a veteran to this.
If that's what you want to call, I'm not as veteran as he is.
How many years have you been doing this?
This would be my 20th.
That's great to hear. That's awesome. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
So is this a family tradition and community service to you also besides work to you? So is this like a tradition or?
Yeah, this is definitely a tradition. I'm not from the Evansville area, so when I moved here in 2003, I noticed that this was something that meant a lot to the community. And since I've been here, I've taken part in it, you know, as either a consumer or now as a law enforcement.
I was born and raised here, so I've been coming out here since I was little. I remember coming out when they were setting rides up just to see what the new ride was going to be that year. Coming down with my friends in middle school and high school, marching in the parade with the North High School Marching Band. And then all of a sudden working out here as a police officer and been doing that for a number of years. So a tradition for family stuff and for work now.
Awesome. Can you tell me about the first time you worked the Fall Festival?
Wow. It was cold. That's pretty much all I remember. It was cold that year.
So a lot different than this year because it's scorching hot.
It's pretty warm. Actually, it's pretty nice. Last year was a lot hotter than this, actually. So it's actually okay. You've got a nice cool breeze. The perfect weather is when you can wear hoodies and stuff out here. That's when it's really nice.
Awesome. What makes the Fall Festival different than other festivals or events?
The sheer number of people. And it's geared for families. And you see groups of adults walking around. It's kind of a reunion every year for folks that may not see each other than at the Fall Festival. And it's a chance for families to come out. It's interesting to watch the crowd dynamics as the day goes on. The lunch crowd is different from the dinner crowd. The dinner crowd is different from the late night crowd. So I think it's unique because it has a little bit to offer for everybody. And of course, the food. Anything you want on a stick, fried in grease, they've got it here.
That's for sure. What is your favorite Fall Fest memory?
Favorite what?
Fall Festival memory.
Fall Fest. What's the thing?
I know exactly what mine is. 2 years ago when I tried the barbecue parfait, changed my life. Changed my life. Best thing I ever ate.
What else do you think people ought to know about the Fall Festival?
It's super safe, super fun. I don't think there's anything I can tell them that they don't already know. It's a great time. You know, just come out and hang out.
I think when people are doing these food booths, while they're just saying, hey, I'm getting some good food, there are a lot of nonprofits out there that rely on this week to fund an overwhelming majority, if not all of their programs throughout the entire year. So you're not just out here getting a Pronto Pup or an apple cider or one of the unique things that gets created just for the Fall Festival. You're actually funding a very wide variety of programs from all kinds of different nonprofits, faith-based, schools, just all kinds of things throughout the community. So we like seeing the large crowds out here because while for us it represents a public safety issue, making sure everybody's safe, what it really represents for the community is everybody coming together to support all of the different groups that provide services.
Is there any advice you guys give to first-time Fall Festival comers?
Get a munchie mat.
Munchie mat.
Get a munchie mat.
Yeah. Have a plan.
Thank you guys very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We do have a
Morgan. Morgan.
Marcus.
Marcus and Madison. All right, guys.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Thank you guys very much.
Nice to meet you guys.